Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, March 13th, 2025. Yesterday, the State Legislature's Committee on Environment and Natural Resources heard testimony for several hours on two pieces of legislation, LD 226, an act to protect the cultural resources and historical heritage of Sears Island by extending conservation easement protections, and LD 735, an act to protect sand dunes on Sears Island and to establish criteria for legislation regarding land development. Matt Burns, he's a spokesperson for Maine DOT and said he was also speaking on behalf of the Mills administration, responded when asked by a member of the committee, what would happen if these two bills don't pass? What is the timeline for work, given that the state has lost out on at least four federal grants that they applied for? Here's his response.
Those were rather big asks to, you know, the federal agencies, and those were ultimately denied. I think that now we have to do a couple things. So the first thing is we have to wait and see, right? So there's now some new policies and executive orders from the federal government that we're still reacting to, and it kind of remains to be seen eventually how that will affect the overall development of offshore wind, not just on the East Coast, but in the United States. The federal funding opportunities for the future during this administration are unclear, and they're even more unclear for funding opportunities related to an offshore wind port, but I would assume that it's going to be unlikely that we're going to be able to obtain public funding for a project like that. That leads us into another route of project development, which could potentially lead to a public-private partnership. That would be something that would take a long time to accomplish, but it's something that I would certainly be interested in pursuing, to try and keep things alive. But I think that we need to wait and see what happens on the federal level. I think that's very important.
I've heard people from different parts of the state say that Sears Island is not Acadia National Park. It's not that important. It's not even that pretty. You can see Mack Point from it. Here's the response to that from a local.
My name is Katie Giddings. I live in Waldo, Maine, and I support LD 226. I have loved Sears Island since I was a child. Like many locals, I've ridden the waves of anxiety and relief as each new threat of development loomed over the island and was pushed back. It is time to recognize that the island's best and highest use is not as an industrial site, but in its current form. It is a place of peace and beauty, providing habitat for wildlife and environmental benefits like cooling the waters of the Penobscot Bay estuary and sequestering carbon. It is a place where, as a child, I felt a sense of awe and at the vastness and beauty of a wild island. My family didn't have money for travel or even for Acadia that often, but at Sears Island, we felt like the luckiest people in the world to live so close to this free and accessible paradise. Now when I bring my son and we spend a day climbing rocks, marveling at mossy streams and towering ferns, and swimming in the sparkling water, I find myself saying, can you believe we live in such a beautiful place? Lately, those pushing for a wind port on the island have painted their opponents as motivated by anti-wind NIMBYism, a not-in-my-backyard attitude. To counter this narrative, I will share that I have a master's degree in environmental management and sustainability from Harvard, and I am pro-renewable energy. Sears Island represents why we love living in Maine. Let us protect it while we have the chance. If a wind port is to be built in Penobscot Bay, Mack Point is where it belongs. It is time to place the entirety of Sears Island in conservation and stop the exhausting fight over this place, which has resulted in so much wasted energy, time, and money over the decades. Thank you.
Those are just excerpts from two of the speakers at yesterday's public hearings in Augusta for the bills that would protect Sears Island. I'll put a link with the archives of today's program so that you can find more testimony and hear or read what others had to say. But we're out of time today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.